You know, the thing about grace, God's grace, the thing that makes it so difficult to comprehend is that we don't deserve it. In a sense, it cuts across our innate sense of justice, because grace is about not getting our just deserts, and instead getting the forgiveness and the blessing that we don't deserve. It doesn't compute, and so sadly, too many people keep God at a distance because this grace thing seems just too good to be true. Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. And yeah, today we're going to take a look at this grace thing from a different perspective. And look, stay tuned, because in a few minutes I'll be telling you about a special resource that I'd love to send you to help you live in the abundant blessing and the extravagant grace of God. Have you ever been in a really tight spot, a difficult or risky or painful situation, and just at the last minute, someone reaches out to you, a friend, and pulls you out of that place? It's an amazing feeling when that happens, especially if it's one of those situations, well, where it's our own fault. Something stupid we did, something selfish, something greedy, and yet this friend ignores all of that. And they're not interested in the rights or the wrongs. They just step in, give you their hand, and pull you out. Amazing. Because what it says is that they care so much more about you than they do about how you got yourself into this mess in the first place. They value you more than they detest your mistakes. There's a name for that. It's called grace. And grace has a way of changing us on the inside. Grace has a way of bringing healing to our hearts in a way that judgment and criticism and condemnation simply cannot. I decided it was high time for us to spend some time looking at the extravagant grace of God. And if you've been with me these last few days, you might say, Bernie, gee, all I've heard about is my sin and my failure and God's judgment and the consequences. And my answer would be, you're exactly right. It's interesting, but until we really, truly realize that we're in a tight spot, we don't realize we need God's help. Until we really realize in our hearts that we don't deserve God's favor, we don't realize we need his grace. Until we get beyond blaming the world and the battle zone we're in and the other people and all that other stuff out there for the ills and the woes in our lives, until we take responsibility for ourselves and our action and our rejection of God, well, who needs help from God? And that's why the Apostle Paul starts off his letter to the Romans, it's the sixth book in the New Testament, with a very clear statement of the central problem of humanity, the central problem of my life, the central problem of your life. And that problem is our sin, our rejection of God. You may have heard me say this, I'm going to say it again, because people think of sin as some old-fashioned religious judgmental word. Sin literally means to miss the mark, or today we might say to miss the point. And the point of life is for us to have a wonderful relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And when we turn away from that, when we reject that, we miss the point. We miss the mark. That's sin. Now, God is perfect. God's without sin. There's no darkness, no blemish, nothing wrong with God. Absolutely perfect. That's who he is, perfect love. And we've all fallen short of that. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verses 9 to 20. There is no one righteous, not even one of you. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one of them. Their throats are like open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, and ruin and misery marks their ways. And the way of peace, they don't know that. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we became aware of sin. See, what it's saying here is you may think, well, I'm a good person. I'm not a murderer or a rapist or a thief. I fit in with the rules. There is no one righteous, not even one who understands, who seeks God. That's God's position. Not one of us. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. That's the point. All of us. But now Paul goes on to start talking about the good news. Up till now, it's all been bad news. You see, Paul starts off by saying God is righteous, God is perfect. You know, in a sense, that's bad news because you and I are not. If God's perfect and God's righteous and he's going to punish those who aren't, that is bad news. And that's the nub of our problem. All the symptoms in our life come back to the fracture in our relationship with God. Now, God wants to fix that, and we have a starting point to fix all the other hurts and pains and ills in our life. Have a listen. Paul goes on to talk about this in Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. But now a righteousness from God apart from the law. See, what Paul's saying here is, forget following a set of rules. That's not going to get you there. There is a righteousness from God, which is apart from the law, has been made known to us. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference. For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in him. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate the justice at this present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus Christ. This is the crux. This is the nub of the gospel. This is the good news. Look again at verses 23 and 24. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. No difference. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we are all justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. See, the righteousness of God is not just an attribute of God, but God gives that righteousness to us, all of us who have sinned, freely when we believe in Jesus. This Jesus whom God put forth as a sacrifice of atonement, and we receive that righteousness when we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again. And he did it this way to demonstrate that he is a just God. In his forbearance, he's let his son suffer on our behalf. See, God is a just God, and he can't just sweep our sin under a carpet. You know what you get when you sweep something under a rug? You get a lump under your rug. God has to deal with it. God has to go straight to the heart of it. God needs to satisfy the demands of justice, and he does that by letting Jesus suffer for us on the cross. And then, instead of us having to work up and meet all the rules and make it all happen for ourselves, God says, no, the way that you get my forgiveness is simply by placing your faith in Jesus. We have access to that forgiveness and to the righteousness of God by faith. We have a right standing with God when we believe that Jesus paid the price for us. It's not about obeying the rules. The access to grace is free when we put our trust in what God has done for us on the cross. And there begins a new life. Every day, a new life when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Would you like to receive God's abundant blessing and his extravagant grace into your life? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily 3-minute video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into his word. God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.